Tonight, Father, you're all we need, all we desire tonight is you, oh God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's get our Bibles turned to Psalm 40. Let's turn to Psalm 40. Praise the Lord. Says, I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, and even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord, my God, are thy wonderful works, which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to us work. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare to speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire mine ears. Hast thou opened burnt offering and sin offering, hast thou not required? Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It It's written of me, I delight to do thy will. Oh my God, yea, thy law is within my heart. Amen. Let's bow in a word of prayer tonight. Lord Jesus, we come before your awesome presence. We thank you for the privilege and the opportunity we have to gather in this place tonight. And Father, we just pray that your anointing would just meet us here, Lord, in a very special way. You know the needs of every heart that is here, those that are still on the way, God, you know their needs tonight. Pray that you meet us all at the point of our needs. May the Spirit of God be pleased to dwell in our midst. We trust, oh God, that you, Lord, would just take complete control over everything that would happen here tonight. Let us press through any tiredness or weariness or anything that we might be going through, Lord. Let us forget about all those things. Father, let us concentrate on you and just pray, God, that you would receive all the glory, for you alone deserve it. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Amen. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, I lift my hands in worship, oh, as I bless your holy name. Yes, you deserve the glory. Hallelujah. You are great. You do miracles so great. Hey, there is no one else like you. Oh, there is no one else like you. You deserve the glory. Hallelujah. Oh, and the honor. Your holy name, God, you deserve the glory, hallelujah, and the honor. Oh Lord, I lift my hands in worship, oh, as I bless your holy name, for you are great. Hey, you do miracles so great. Oh, there is no like you. Yeah, there is no one like you. God, you are great. Hey, you do miracles so great. Hey, hallelujah. Oh, there is no one else like you. Sing it again. You deserve the glory and the honor. Oh, Lord, I lift my hands in worship. Oh, as I bless your holy name. God, you deserve the glory and the honor. Oh, I lift my hands. Yes, I do. Oh, as I bless your holy name, for you are great. Hey, you do miracles so great. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. Hey, you are great. You do miracles. Oh,
You are great. Oh, you do miracles. So great. Yeah. Hallelujah. Oh, there is no one. One more time, say, you are great. Oh, you do miracles. So great. Hey. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, there is. Come on, sounds real good. Say, you are great. Oh, you do miracles. So great. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is no like you, God, you are great. Oh, you do miracles so great. Oh, there is no one else like you. Oh, there is no one else like you. There is no somebody worship him in this place tonight. God, there's nobody like you. Hallelujah. You are a great God, an awesome God. Blessed be your holy name, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Belongs to our God tonight. Hallelujah. Come on, let's worship him. Oh, every praise is to our God. Oh, every word of worship in one accord. Say, every praise is to our God. Oh, every praise is to our God. Every word of worship in one accord. Say every praise is to our God. Come on, sing it again. Oh, every praise is to our God. Hey, every word of worship in one accord. Yes, every praise is to our God. Sing hallelujah, say. Sing hallelujah to our God. Glory, hallelujah, is to our God. Every praise is to our God. Come on, sing it again. Every praise is to our God. Oh, every word of worship in one accord. Say every praise is to our God. Sing hallelujah, say, sing hallelujah to our glory, hallelujah. Hey, it's to our every praise, oh, is to our God. Come on, one more time. Every praise is to our every word of worship. Hallelujah to our glory, hallelujah. Every praise, oh, hallelujah. Come on, God, my Savior, say, God, my Savior, God, my healer, oh, my deliverer. Hey, yes, he is. Yes, he is. Oh, God, my Savior. God, my healer. two out of me. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. God, my Savior. God, my healer. Hallelujah. My deliverer. Oh, yes, he is. Yes, he is. Every praise is to our God. Oh, every word of worship.
Tonight, Sister Michelle is asking prayer for her brother George, who's been hospitalized, asking prayer for a speedy recovery. Amen. Also, Brother Osway is asking prayer for his wife, Sister Amanda. The devil is attacking her body, but we know that we serve a God that healeth all our diseases. Amen. So we want to request. Brother Jerry, would you come and just, amen, take this request before the throne of God tonight? Amen. Praise the Lord.
Yes, ma'am. Dear Heavenly Father, Almighty God, the Lord that healeth all of our diseases, Father, you said that you will be our help in our time of trouble. Father God, may you recognize the many requests that we have in this building tonight, Father. Lord, we can only ask because we know you are the source above all sources. Father God, you are the living water, Lord. So, Father, help us, Lord God. Sister Michelle, look upon her need, Father God. Lord God, may you provide even right now, Lord Jesus. Lord God, Father, look upon Sister Amanda, oh God. Out this devil, Lord God, that wants to attack her body, oh Father. We claim healing, oh Father, on her behalf, oh God. Father God, we pray, Lord, that you would answer all the needs that we have in this place tonight, oh God. May you move upon every heart, oh God. And Father God, may we testify and give you praise even right now, for it is done, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Think, you know, when we have services like this, it's kind of like a I remember Brother Hugo saying years ago, he says, if you had the opportunity to have a one-on-one interview with the prophet versus going to a meeting where there were thousands of people, which would you take? And for those that might have sin in our lives, we want to get amongst the thousand and hide. But those that are free in Christ would want to just take that one-on-one interview with the prophet and just sit down and just talk and just have all your questions just answered. And what happens when we have services like this is you're getting one-on-one attention from Almighty God. Amen. He wants to speak directly to you tonight. And And I just believe that the Lord will do just that. Amen. As Brother Martin, amen, prepares. Let's take tonight's offering. And I don't know that we have anybody from Boynton that just want to give us a special tonight. All right. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Believe.
going home. Let's stand to our feet. We'll continue to sing that. We want to welcome Brother Martin to the pulpit on tonight. And we're just being grateful to have him. Brother Martin was just sharing with me in the back that the Lord had just placed in his heart to come here. Amen. He's been preaching at home for a little bit there underneath his pastor. And this is his first time coming out. Outside the church, and I'm just so happy, amen, that the Lord ordained it to be that way. We'll share something special, amen, with him tonight, and he's been very patient with us, just kind of waiting for this door to open, and I just tonight was the night, amen. And you know, in the world, they look at this Friday the 13th the wrong way. Tonight, I think God got something special for us, amen, on this Friday night, the 13th, so, amen, as our brother, amen, just prepares to come and just share his heart, we want to just sing, amen, just a little bit more of this song. It won't be long, amen, soon we'll be leaving here. Let's all close our eyes, let's raise our voice, amen, to heaven. It won't be long. It won't. Going home. Sing. Oh, hallelujah. Count the years as months. You can count the years as months. Oh, count the months as weeks. And count the months as weeks. Oh, you can.
Richly bless you tonight, bride. May the Lord richly bless you all tonight. It is great to be in the house of the Lord on an interesting day too, Friday the 13th. You know the devil's in trouble now, because this week he's just been bullying and he's been trying to stop me from coming. I said no, I'm coming anyhow. It's the grace of God that allowed me to be here. And I'm happy to be here. And I'm trusting in the Lord tonight that he have his way in each and every one of our lives. So without further ado, let's just bow our heads for a moment of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, oh, how we can't wait to go back home. We're just counting the days, the weeks, the months, and the years to make our final destination home. And Father, it's only with you, through you, and by you that we can do this, Lord. Without you, we can't do anything, for you have said it in your word. Let all man's words be a lie and my words be a truth. And Father God, tonight, as we humbly yield ourselves before you, Lord, our body, our soul, and our mind, our lips, our eyes, our ears. We ask that you hide us behind the cross and take control of this service, Lord. Thank you for everything that has been completed, Lord. And we're asking you, in the name of Jesus Christ, that we bind every wicked spirit that tried to disrupt this service, that tried to hinder this service from happening. We ask all of this in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Thank you, musicians. Let us open our Bibles to Joel chapter 2. Joel chapter 2, verse 23 to 26. And for many of you who don't know me, I'm going to just give you a little history while you're looking for Joel chapter 2. I am the second oldest out of seven kids that my mom have. She has two sets of twins. She's currently not here at this moment. She went to work, but she's been longing to come. And we ask that y'all pray for her. So how did I get into this? How did I get into the ministry? I really ran away from this. It was God who just told me, hey, come. Right. So I'm just trusting in him tonight, you know, to make everything possible for everyone. Amen. And I'm just yielding myself daily and tonight as well. So Joel chapter 2, verse 23. We're going to start from verse 23. It says, be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he hath given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. And the floors shall be full of wheat, and the vats shall overflow with wine and oil. And I will restore to you the years that the locust had eaten, the cankerworm, the caterpillar, the palmer worm, my great army, which I sent among you, and ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God. He had dwelt in wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. May the Lord add the blessing upon his reading. You can have your seat. Tonight, just prepare your swords, prepare your boxing gloves, prepare everything you got, because we're going after the devil tonight. This is the message I had for quite some time. I was like, Lord, whenever you're ready, I'm ready. Our topic is, I will restore, said the Lord. I will restore, said the Lord. And we see here tonight that this is a promise that the Lord has made unto us because of the damages that the creeds and the dogmas and the traditions of the denominational that has made in the churches, within us, within society, everywhere. So we individually, we're a church too, because that's what it said in the New Testament, according to Paul. Isn't that correct? He said, we are a church of God. We are the tabernacle. So tonight, I want to present to you Christ, the restorer of all things. All right. And I want to go at this angle, because God told me to take it from this direction. So I'm just following along with him. Right. In the message, Restoration of the Bride Tree, paragraph 111, the prophet said this. You'll find that in 1962, April 22nd. It's God's restoring time. Amen. You look out over the earth. God is restoring. Restoring what? Nature. That's right. He's restoring the flowers. Yes. He's restoring the leaves. Right. He's restoring the fruits of the field. Amen. What is it? God is restoring. Amen. And so to understand this, to restore, it means to bring back. Lord. Bring back where? To the original position where God had placed it. Amen. To the original condition where it was left. Amen. See, the problem is the devil just likes to get his hands in every little thing that you all right, got. Now. Yeah. And God is letting you know that I will restore. Glory. Glory. And so what is he's going to restore it back to? To you, Amen. The rightful owner That's of the right. word. Amen. You, the heir to the throne. That's You, the sons and daughters yeah. of God. Glory. That's who he's restoring the things to. Amen. So tonight, if you have a friend or a family that's sick, remember that God is going to restore yeah. their health. Right. You don't have to worry about nothing. Yeah. You don't have to worry about, going to the medical doctors, trying to find medication, doing this, doing Glory. That. No, the word says, Amen. I will restore Amen. All things. There's a reason why he said that. He signed behind it afterwards. Amen. You'll see. Glory. Glory. And to understand, to restore means to bring back, Amen. So where did it go? It wandered off. It went left. It went right. It wasn't in its original position. That's why the world is in chaos today, because it's not in its original position. Since the fall of man, only thing that happened was chaos. Why? Because they left their original position. But when Christ died on the cross, he said, "It is finished." And if it's finished, that means everything is going back into its position. The devil has no rights to do anything. And so we see here, in order for this to take place, something has to be enforced. What is it? It's the law of the land. The Lord has placed the law of the land everywhere. Everything has laws. From the sun to the moon, me, you, in order for us to breathe, it's a law. Everything. God had placed it that way so everything can fall in sync. And the devil knew this, and the devil was like, I'm just going to mess up the program of God for a little bit to see what he's going to do, if he's really going to destroy this land, really destroy or violate his law. God is very sovereign and very wise. That's what we fail to realize as man, that God is very wise and sovereign, and he will do what his words say, exactly how he said it, because he is his word. And so, in order to enforce this, someone has to come. All right. Who is it? The police officer himself, the Holy Ghost. Amen. Who is the Holy Ghost? Amen. It is Jesus Christ himself. Yes. That's why you cannot reject the Holy Ghost. It's very important to keep the Holy Ghost in your life. Amen. Why? Because without it, you can't do nothing. Without it, your life is not in order. Wow. Without it, you can sing, you can see, you can shout, you can read. You can see all the benefits of the gospel, but you will never be in it. Just like in the rapture. It's going to happen just the same way for the rapture. You're going to see it. You're going to hear it. You're going to cry about it, but you're not going to make it. Why? Because you don't have the enforcer. You don't have the very important and sacred thing that God has ordained for you, which is the Holy Ghost. And so it's very important that we have this Holy Ghost in our lives. Because without it, we can't defeat the devil. We can't get anywhere in life. Without it, we can't even breathe. We wake up by chance without the Holy Ghost. Every day of our lives. Think about it. Would you want to wake up by chance? Without the Holy Ghost, that's how it is. But God has given you grace and mercy every day, that because you have the Holy Ghost, he said, okay, my son, you're free to go. Just like that. That's why it's important. And so, in order, like I was saying earlier, in order to restore everything, you have, it has to be enforced. And we have those rights to enforce it all. Amen. What is it that we're going to enforce? We're going to enforce the laws of the land. What is the laws of the land? The Bible says it in Matthew 18. Let's quickly take a look at it. Matthew 18, verse 18. This is one of the laws of the land. He said, verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth, ye shall bind in heaven. Whatsoever ye shall loose on earth, ye shall be loosed in heaven. And again I say unto you, if two of you shall agree on earth, as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Verse 20. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. How many believers we have here? We have more than two or three, right? So if we have more than two or three, what's stopping us? What's stopping the move of God here? We have two or we have more than two or three. Amen. Something's supposed to take place tonight. Yes. That's what I believe. Amen. This is the law of the land. Glory to God. Brother Jose, your wife is sick. Claim it. Amen. Enforce it. Amen. That's all we have to do. Hallelujah. We always put claims in the insurance of God. Now it's time to enforce it. Amen. Say, Lord, you said this is it. This is it. Lord, you said I will be healed. Let it happen as so. You promised it. Let it be so. This is the promise of God that he has in store for you. And this is the part of the restoration process. This year is a harvesting year. And in order for everything to take place, if there's certain things out of the place, restoration has to happen first, then the harvesting after. You understand? So, in order for the law to take place, in order for us to enforce it, we have to have the Holy Ghost. We understand that. And we can enforce it when we do have those rights to enforce it, because it's written here, the word, in the word. So now you take the law and you go after this person. You go with the laws of the forces and force this person to restore this property right back to you. That's like the devil. He comes, he steals your stuff. You're going to be like, okay, the devil stole my stuff. I'm not going to do nothing. No. If you were really vigilant, if you really love your things, if they were really valuable to you, you would go after them.
That's right.
It don't matter what it is. I've never seen a rich man just let someone steal his Lamborghini.
All right.
I've never seen that yet.
All right.
I've never seen a rich woman just let somebody steal her diamonds.
All
no.
Right.
What she does, either two things. She calls the cops,
right,
or she goes after it if she's really vigilant.
All right.
Tonight, that's what you need to do. Hallelujah. To the devil. Go after him or send the Holy Ghost after him.
Glory.
And in order to do that, you have to have the Holy Ghost.
Praise God.
Don't be afraid. The devil is not going to hurt you. God allow him to be there. And that's why the denomination is destroyed, because they let the caterpillars, the locusts, they let everything just eat them up.
Amen.
And it's happening in the message. But the prophet of God said that this message will never be organized.
That's right.
So no matter what we try, no matter how religious we try to make it, it will never happen. He said it. And so tonight we have, thus said the Lord, to enforce the laws of the land on the devil at whatever time we want to. Young brothers and sisters, you need a job? Enforce the law. Say, Lord, you promise that if man don't eat, it's because they're not working. Lord, you promise. Let it be as so. You lost the joy in your life. You said, Lord, without the joy in my life, I cannot serve you wholeheartedly. Don't be afraid. The Lord will restore it back to you. And he's not going to restore it 5%. No, he's going to restore it 100-fold. Just as he did Job. Let's look at Job for a second. Oh my, Job. He said, all that I feared, it came upon me. That's Job, the man speaking. But Job in his faith said, the Lord giveth, the Lord taketh. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Why? Job know who he serves. Job knows the authority that he have. Job was not afraid. And Job knew he was in a test.
Glory.
A lot of times, the reason why you don't get what you get is because you don't see that you're in a test.
All right. All right.
You don't see it.
Amen.
But it happens.
Hallelujah.
And if you're a true son and daughter of God, the devil's going to hit you harder than two car accidents could happen. He's going to hit you with two semi-trucks, a bus, an airplane, and a train. All in one day. And then you think you're still standing? Oh, he got a whole Titanic ship coming. Yep. Right after you. The devil doesn't mess around when it comes to the sons and daughters of God. Because he knows their authority. He knows the moment they step foot on this earth, he has problems. He knows the moment they go on their knees, he has problems. That's why he tries to stop you from praying. He tries to stop you from worshiping God. He tries to stop you from doing everything that is good from above. And yet you just let him. You just let him. But remember, God made a promise. I will restore all things. My, I will just run around right now. I will restore all things. It's a promise that he signed behind it.
Amen.
Said the Lord. It was not no man. It's
Amen.
The Lord, God himself.
Amen.
So that means the same God that said this is the same God that was with Moses. The same God that said this was the same God that was with Elijah.
Amen.
The same God that said this is the same God that's with you, and you, each and every one of you. And he's living today. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he will not change. His methods don't change. Why? Because they're good. They're perfect. So there's no need to change it. So that's why it's very important that we don't sit around. We don't let the devil bully us. No, you go after him. You say, devil, listen, you a man, I'm a man. Let's get it. Don't be afraid.
All right.
The devil knows. The devil knows who's a real child of God.
Hallelujah.
He's not afraid. That's why he bullies you.
All right.
And all this week, I'm like, okay, I understand. I see why you're doing this. I'm not worried. Because I know tonight he's getting it. And I know when he gets it, he's going
to
come. And I'm not afraid. He can come. I cut his head in two.
All right. Amen. Amen.
Listen, amen. The devil don't like you and he don't like me. All That's right. fine. We don't like each other anyways.
Glory.
He's made it clear and I made it clear. Starting from since I was born till now.
Amen.
And all the way until the rapture.
All right.
The devil don't like you. He made it clear. So why are you playing with him?
That's right, brother. That's
Young brothers and sisters, why are you playing with him? He don't like you. He want to destroy you. That's why he let you do all these type of things. These drugs, these alcohols, prostitution, all of that. Listen, I've seen it. I've heard it. The devil says, it's fine. He ain't going to say nothing about it. You can go to heaven just like that. No, it's not fine.
Amen.
It's not. It really isn't.
Amen.
There's a law of the land for that. You will reap what you sow.
Amen.
You smoke, you're going to reap what you sow. It's going to affect your health. It's going to affect your physique. It's going to affect you everywhere.
That's right.
It's the law of the land. God wrote it, and he signed behind it. It's written. And so Job, what happened to him was after he's been through all this test, and you know what was the most amazing thing too? You think his friends and his wife would help him out? No. They said, Job, why don't you just curse God? Get it over with. You did something wrong, Job. There's a reason why this is happening to you. No. Job said nothing. He said, even though I'm persecuted in my flesh, I will still see the Lord. That's very important. In your times and tests and trials, what do you say? What's your reaction? Because God looks at that more often than your action. Unfortunately, it's not your action that God likes to look at, because the action that you take could be good, but your reaction could be bad. That's why God don't pay your start. That's what my pastor always say. God don't pay for how you start. He pays for how you finish things.
Amen.
And I understand why he says that, because he looks at your reaction to certain situations.
Amen.
Now, imagine if Job did the same thing. Oh, I'm going to take these advice from my wife. I'm going to take these advice from my friends. I'm going to curse God out. You think Job would have all his kids back, his lambs, everything that God had given to him? You think that would have happened? No. Job realized that he was in a test. And that's what we need to do. And that's where we fail a lot of the times. Sister Hattie Wright. Everybody remember Sister Hattie Wright.
Yes.
Sister Hattie Wright was a woman that grieved so much, but no one knew what happened. Everybody was like, okay, what's wrong with her? And they're trying to figure out. But Sister Hattie Wright only wanted one thing.
Uh-huh.
The salvation of her kids.
Right.
She was poor, but she didn't pay attention to her condition.
Amen.
Her sister was sick. She didn't pay attention to the condition. The one thing that caught her the most was the love for her kids. That's why she asked for the salvation of her kids. And what did God do? Because she said that was the truth to what the prophet said. She said, he told her, ask what you will and it shall be done. See, in the restoration process, you never know when God's going to meet you. You never know when God's going to come across you. And you're wondering, how long is this taking? When is this going to happen? And when he finally does come, oh, now you want to show up? I don't want to hear this from you. Don't expect to get any blessings afterward. See, if Sister Hattie had reacted that way, she would never have received her blessings. If Job had reacted that way, he would never have received his blessings. If Abraham, who was 100, and God promised him a son, and he didn't get it till a year after, if he reacted that way, he would never have had Isaac. See, what man failed to realize is that you're not going to lose in God. You can never lose in God. Amen. It's impossible. Hallelujah. Because he said it in his word. Yes. That I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will always be with you till the very end. And God made that certain because he signed behind it. He said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words will not. If he said that, you think you're going to lose? But you want to go ahead and listen to the devil? Just leave it alone. He's not going to do nothing. You're wrong. Tell the devil that he's wrong. You remind him that he's wrong. Don't be afraid. And so, church, Satan has robbed us of our privileges as sons and daughters in God. It's sad to say, but it's the truth. Yes. He has robbed us of our heir, of our rights. So what must we do tonight as the Lord is here? Amen. We must go after him and let him know, hey, enough is enough. Glory. We're moving forward. Amen. If you don't like it, get out of the way. Amen. We're not going to tolerate your nonsense anymore. Right. We're not going to entertain your foolishness anymore. Amen. The devil doesn't like a real Christian that applies the word. That's why when you try to apply the word the right way to certain people, they give you a funny reaction. Question. Be careful. So the devil does not like when you apply these things, the word of God, because he knows that it's true. He knows. Why do you think he went after Eve? Because he knew Eve wasn't really sturdy in the word. Did God really say that if you eat from the fruit, you're going to die? No. Brother. Oh, no. It didn't happen. God said we shouldn't touch or eat. Now, did God really say that? No. He said, if you eat from the fruit of tree of knowledge of good and evil, you shall surely die. And it happened as so. And that's what produced death. That's what produced fear. That's what produced everything that we have going on tonight. Right. Because Eve failed to apply the word the correct way. Which is sad. Because a lot of us, when we do that, the same results happen. And so we can't be afraid to enforce the laws of the land to the devil. Even though he robbed us. Don't be afraid. Listen, when he robbed you, rob them back. Rob them and then beat them. Right. After that, run them over if you have a car. That's if you have a car. So everything being out of its natural condition has been afflicted, has been suffering. And God is in the process of making these things happen to make sure that everything is in order. And you know, one of the saddest thing is, God has an enemy and mankind has an enemy. The same enemy that God have, you have. Right. What enemy is it? It's time. Why is it time? Because in time, everything, you have to see to believe everything. It's a concept. You have to see to believe everything. It doesn't work that way. It's not written in the Bible, nor will it ever be written in the Bible. God only asks you to believe, not see, then believe. Just because Thomas saw and then he believed doesn't mean you're going to see and believe. It's always believe. Believe and understand. Believe and see. Believe and the miracle will come to pass. It's always believe. And that's where mankind fails. So that's why we always try to outsmart God. We always try to take the initiative. Oh, God's taking too long. We need to hurry up. We need to hurry up. It's that age we're living in, that age of speed. We go fast to do this. We go fast to do that. Fast food, fast marriage, fast divorce. Mm. Fast relationships. Fast money. Fast, fast, fast. And you know what's the funny thing? God's not in a hurry. We are. We're moving faster than God. And God's just like, okay, I'm watching you. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. You don't see that ditch? Okay, go ahead. You're still moving. You're still not moving. I'm going. Fast, fast, fast. This way, that way, fast, fast. God didn't call you to be fast. He called you to be wise. He called you to be humbled. He called you to be faithful servants of God. He called you to be sons and daughters of God. If God don't move fast, you don't move fast. If the children of Israel moved faster than the pillar of the cloud, you think they would have been there today? Fast. Why? Listen, I have a problem going fast too. I'm not going to lie. I love fast. That's me. Fast is my thing. But I realized through time, God said it's not the case. Fast is not good. Fast leads to destruction. Fast leads to death. Fast leads to other problems. You don't have to move fast for everything. Relax, breathe, pump your brakes. And that's why mankind complains so much, because they like to move too fast. God's just trying to find your faith and patience. He's not asking for too much. Faith, patience, everything else in the virtues. My God, mankind is so funny. And so in order for God to completely restore everything, we have to have faith. Because without faith, it's impossible to please God. Amen. It's written in the laws of the land. Hebrews 11:6. Let's look at it. Hebrews 11, verse 6. But without faith, there go that word. It's not fast, it's faith. Amen. It is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he that is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. That word diligently doesn't mean I'm going fast. It doesn't mean I'm rushing the process. It means taking my time, seeking God where God needs me to find him. And a lot of the times we don't look for God where he is, which is in his words. We rather seek him elsewhere by a voodoo priest or a counselor or a psychiatrist. Listen, those people need more God than you do. Right, all right. Amen. You come to the word. That's where you'll see God. Amen. That's where you'll meet God. Amen. And I can guarantee you tonight, after you do this, you'll get results.
Hallelujah.
100%. Guarantee.
Amen.
Let me read this quote, what the prophet said. Time-tested faith. 1958, paragraph 15. Faith is so simple. The scripture says it. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Faith is not a myth. It is something that you actually possess. Just like this, if I had a starving or you come to me and I said, I'm starving, you'd say, what would save your life? I'd say a loaf of bread. And if you go into your pocket and bring out 25 cents and hand it to me and say, here you are, Mr. Branham, you don't have to starve. Well, I haven't got the bread yet, but I got to purchase the power of the bread. Amen. That's just like faith. You ask to be healed. You ask for a job. You ask for a husband in the word. You ask for a wife in the word. You ask for great things in the word. When God gives you the requirement, you try to go around it and you try to take the initiative. How do you expect God to restore these things unto you? Now, I may be a mile from the bread, but I can be just as happy with the quarter in my hand as I can get the bread in my hand, because I've got the purchase power of the bread. When faith is anchored, it's finished. You're just as happy if you was already jumping and shouting, because it's all over. You have it. It's something you know you've got. Nothing can move it. You never watch for any evidence or anything else. You just know you have it. So with faith, your faith being anchored, that's why I was talking about patience and faith. Your faith being anchored, you can get far. With your faith being anchored, God can do many miracles for you. With your faith being anchored, you are now known as the son of Abraham. Because who was Abraham? He was the father of all faith. Amen. And without faith, it's impossible to please God. Amen. And I have this other quote that I want to read. The second miracle, paragraph 4. As I told you before many times, time and sight is the worst enemies that God has. Time and sight. You look, and neither one of them declares anything about God. You want it done spontaneous. When God takes his time about things, let's just believe whatever's said. So in other words, what the prophet is saying, if God said it, don't disagree, don't argue, don't do anything. God said it, that seals it, just keep moving forward. Another quote, then I'm almost done. Take your time, Jairus, the resurrection of Jairus' daughter, paragraph 12. As I often quoted this little story, one of the greatest enemies that God has, or the human race has, and God, all your enemies is his enemies, of course, is fighting time. A man says, show me, I'll believe it. I can't believe it unless I see it. Seeing is believing. You've heard that. Just let me show you what an error that is. Come here, Brother Brown. So he was going on explaining how seeing is believing is the worst mistake you can ever make as a Christian. So what God is asking for is not a microwave faith. It's not a hot and ready faith like Little Caesar's. He's asking for a pure faith, a perfect faith, a faith that's unadulterated, that faith that says, if my God don't do it, I'm still going to stay here anyhow. Just like the three Hebrew boys, their faith was anchored in the word. And they said, even if you kill me, I would not bow down. And because of that, God moved. So that means everything that you're going through, everything that's happening in your life is temporary. What happened is, God has placed a bet on you. God placed a bet on you, and you ain't even know it. If he placed a bet on you, now you know you can't lose. Because God put it. And if God put it, that means he has a game plan. So the caterpillars can't destroy the seed within you. The locusts can't destroy the seed within you. The enemies of this world can't destroy the seed within you. The devil can't destroy the seed within you, even if he tried to. No matter what happened, they can't destroy that life inside. Why? Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So that means the God that you serve tonight, the God that's going to heal your wife, or has already healed your wife, And the God that's going to continue to perform miracles in all of your lives is the God that's here tonight and is the God that's living inside of you. Imagine that. The man who created heaven and earth living in me. Oh, man. I'm a little God walking on the earth.
Amen.
Hey, little God walking on the earth.
Amen.
So you are sons and daughters of God. And you are strong enough to take everything back that the enemy has stolen from you. Don't be afraid to step up to the devil.
Amen.
He knows, and he will know if you're afraid too.
All right.
That's the interesting thing. Yeah. He'll know if you're afraid.
That's right.
Even though God placed a bet on your head. Man. Listen, don't be afraid. Do like Joshua. Do like David. Just walk in the name of the Lord. Every step you take in the name of the Lord. My wife is healed in the
Amen.
Name of the Lord. I will be healed in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Miracles will happen in the
yes.
name of the Lord. My life will change in the name of the Lord.
Glory.
Everything done in the name of the Lord. Why? Because you are sons and daughters of God.
Amen.
And there is no changing that.
God
can't go back to his master plan and erase it now. You guys gotten too far. Don't give up. Don't be afraid. Don't rush.
Amen. Amen.
Believe. Be patient. God is going to restore everything that you've lost.
Amen.
He's made that promise.
Amen.
If he's done it for everybody else in the
Amen.
Past, why can't he do it for you now?
Amen.
What's stopping him?
Praise God.
The problem is your faith. You're trying to rush the process. God doesn't deal in speed. Doesn't deal in hurry. God is not bound by time. He's not bound by technology. He's not bound by science. He's not bound by anything man made. God is an unlimited God. But you who all serve him as if he's limited. Lord, help me in my time of need. That's the only time you know the Lord. God wants to deal with you every day in your lives.
Amen.
It's not just one day, not just the only time you're in trouble. God is not your servant. He's not your butler.
All right.
God is an all-powerful, all-knowing, almighty. That's why he said, I am. He's not. He didn't say, I was. He said, I am. That means God is not in the past tense. He said, I'm in the here and the now.
Amen.
So what do you got that you're afraid of? What is it that you've been robbed of? Faith cometh by hearing. Don't be in no hurry, paragraph 48. Don't be in no hurry. You're the only ones in a hurry. God is in no hurry.
Amen.
If he spoke it, he will do it. Amen. He's under obligation to his word. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing of the word of God.
Amen.
I'm going to say it again. He's under obligation to his word.
Amen.
So the only person that can fail in this word is God. And he can't. He's obligated. He signed behind it.
Yes.
He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Let all man's word be a lie and my words be truth. If he says that, then you guaranteed that's insurance policy. 100%. I'll take that policy over anything. Church, the times are getting late. Churches are closing. People are losing their faith. Don't lose yours. God loves you. He wants to deal with you. Mothers, you who've been praying. Fathers, you who've been praying. God heard your prayer. And he's commissioned me to tell you that he will restore your family 100%. That's why I'm here tonight. That's why he gave me this message to give to you.
Hallelujah.
He said it, not me.
Glory.
I wanted to do other things.
Thank you, Lord.
God said, I will restore your family 100%. Let them know that.
Thank you, Jesus.
I signed behind it.
Amen.
I said, okay.
Glory to God.
So what do you have to worry about?
Hallelujah.
Why fail now?
Amen.
Why doubt now?
Hallelujah. Glory.
God said it. Young people, you who lost your joy in the Lord, why are you giving up now? He guaranteed you that he will look out for you. He did it for me, and I didn't want nothing to do with him. And you who are perseverant and persistent, he's going to guarantee you 100-fold, if not 100 times 100 and counting, that he will do it for you. The Lord hasn't given up. He's just finishing up the process. And that's where the roughest part is. It's in the process that you start to fail, start to lose your faith because, oh, you don't see no corners. That's fine. You don't see no ins or outs. But always remember, you're a son and daughter of God. God won't fail you. He made it certain in his word. You who rush in the process to get married, why? God won't fail you. He will give you the best person that you need, not what you want. When you fail to take God at his word, trouble comes along. It's certain. It's happened. The children of Israel, it happened to them. Don't be afraid to take God at his word. He made it guaranteed for you. And so, in order for this whole restoration process to finish, in order for him to sign the seal of approval, put the seal of approval, you have to wait. God made it certain. Don't worry. Don't worry. I don't know why I'm keep repeating that part. He will do it. You don't have to question it. You don't have to rush nothing. Look, if Job did it, if it happened for Job, and Job was sick, he lost his kids, he lost his home, he lost all his animals, yet he remained faithful to God. And at the end, what happened? God rewarded him. You don't think the same thing was going to happen to you? Abraham, who was getting really old, near death old, God promised him a son. And he remained with that faith. I'm going to have a son. Hallelujah. No matter how old he was getting, I'm having a son. Hallelujah. He remembered the promise of God. Sarah, on the other hand, she jumped the gun. She went to Abraham, go to Hagar. Have Ishmael. Go have. Try to see if you can make the kid. Probably that's what God was talking about. No. God said, with you, Sarah. Not with Hagar. Not with nobody else. You. That's where Isaac's coming from. So you see, it's very, very important. Church, don't be afraid to hit the devil in the mouth because he's going to hit you and he ain't not stopping.
Right.
He's going to hit you with a kill shot. That's what I call it. He's not going to be afraid.
Oh,
let us stand. He's here tonight. He's made it certain. It's in the laws of his words, and he can't deny it. He's standing right here in the midst with this basket of requests and is ready to take your requests. Whatsoever you have need of, as he asked Sister Hattie, I'm going to ask you, what do you have need of? Ask what you will, and it shall be given to you. Don't be afraid. As the musicians come forward and play a little something softly, restoration. It's almost done. Just remain faithful, as Abraham did, as Job did, as William Branham did. We all can do it too. He's a rewarder of our faith. You who need the Holy Ghost, don't be afraid to ask him. He'll give it to you. You who need materialistic things, that's not a problem. He'll give it to you. What is it? Let us bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, how great you are in your name. How great you are. You've never failed us. You never will fail us, and you can't fail us. For you have made it certain in your word. And we believe your word 100%. And God, you are a rewarder of our faith. And we ask tonight, in your name, all the requests that are here, Lord, as you promised me that you'll be here, and I believe it, and I see it. We ask that you pick up all their requests, Lord, and answer it to, so that they can be joyous, their hearts can be filled. For you said you are a God that will never fail. You are a God that always fills our joys, our desires, and everything that we need. Lord, you paved the path of the righteousness, and you scorned the wicked. Here are the righteous ones sitting before you, God, crying at your feet and their hearts. Answer their cries, Lord. Answer their requests, Father God. I place my faith with their faith so that miracles could happen in their lives. Wherever they lack, Lord, help them. Wherever I lack, Lord, help me. In the name of Jesus Christ, let every devil that has stood against them fall at their feet. Let them be footstools to their feet. Every wicked curse, every demonic force in high places, we bind all of them. We run them ineffective, inoperative, so that they can give you glory. Lord, we lift your holy name up on high. And we give you thanks because it's by your grace and your mercy and your love that we're able to be here on this Friday the 13th. And Lord, you said in your word that we must enforce all of our claims. Every claim, each parent, every claim, each child, every claim, each pastor, minister, whatever they may be, that they have, Lord. You promised in your word that you will enforce it by the Holy Ghost, with the Holy Ghost. And tonight, Lord, we send the Holy Ghost to go after them and force everything that they've lost, Lord. Restore it all back to them. As you said in your word, you will restore all, not some, Lord, all things. As we humbly await these testimonies coming forward in the next few days, Lord, we ask that you give your little bride that's blossoming in this little congregation all of their supplies, all of everything to their need. And never let the gates of heaven shut from them. Never let the windows of heaven be closed from them. For you have made it certain in your word. And we believe your word. Not 5%, Lord, but 100%. And we thank you for answering all of our requests. If there be any sinners now, Lord, that's afraid to take you seriously at your word, vindicate it to them tonight so that they can step up and accept your word for what it is. Vindicate it to them tonight and show them that you are the same God that I serve, that Brother Jackie, Brother Gene, William Branham, Moses, Isaac, Abraham, that we all served. And as for everybody else who's weakening in their faith, we ask that you help them be strengthened in their faith, that their faith is always on fire. Not one second it's cold, one second it's hot. Lord, we don't ask for a microwave faith. We ask for a fervent fire faith that can start a revival in our lives. As we humbly lift all of our requests before you, thank you for allowing me to get out of the way so you can speak to your little people. I thank you so much, Lord, for just using me and for never letting me down. Help me to continue forward in your word. Help me, Lord. We ask all of this in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
God is able to do, say God is able to do just what he said he would do. He's gonna fulfill, he's gonna fulfill every promise to you. Don't give up, don't give up on God, 'cause he won't give up on you. Yes, he's able. Hallelujah. Anybody believe that tonight? Said anybody believe it tonight? Hallelujah. God is able to do. Say, God is able to do just what he said he would do. And he's gonna fulfill, he's gonna fulfill every promise to you. So don't give up on God, 'cause he won't give up on you. Say, he's able. Oh, hallelujah. He's able. Sing it again. Oh, oh, oh. Hallelujah. Come on. Sing it one more time. Oh, say, oh, oh, oh. He's able. Yes, he is. Come on, say, he's able. 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 He made the promise. He made the promise. He'll keep his word. He signed on it. 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 Say, say, oh, 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 oh. He's able. Come on, sing it again. Say, oh. Up on God, 'cause he won't give up on you. He's able. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. God, we thank you tonight. Blessed be your name, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Turn and curse somebody. Say, don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. Amen. Don't give up. Don't give up. Oh, my God. My God. My God. Hallelujah. I am so grateful for Brother Martin. Amen. Just delivering his heart tonight. How many appreciate the word of the Lord for our precious brother? You know, so much that he said, and I love the part of it, "I will restore," saith the Lord. And we, by just putting "saith the Lord," I mean God signed his name on the promise. And if God actually signed his name to a promise, you know, when a king signs a decree, there is nothing that can stop that decree from happening. And I say, the King of Kings signed this decree for me, and he said he just, you know, just had a burden to kind of on his heart, just to kind of share this here at Spirit and Truth. And God knows everything that we're going through, but God just kind of encouraged my heart here tonight with this, and something that the Lord did that only God could do it this way. So God knew what he placed in Brother Martin's heart. God gave him that sermon. Some of you all remember him even telling y'all, "I'm waiting to come and just deliver this sermon." And it's just, you know, took us some time to get here. But I looked at what God did tonight. By predestination, this weekend was a weekend that I had to, my wife agreed to watch my grandson. Amen. And my grandson has the name of Elias. And in scripture, the Bible says that Elias shall first come and restore all things. So the brother comes to preach tonight, "I'll restore," and Elias is in church on that night that he preaches that. That's what we call predestination. That's what we call signed on it by God. So I'm under expectation for every promise that God made me that he signed on it. I shall receive, amen, what God spoke that I shall have. Not one devil can keep it from me. Not one devil can take my promise. Hallelujah. God signed on it. Glory to God. I have, thus saith the Lord. I don't need nothing else. I got, thus saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I tell you, my heart is encouraged. So all we got to do is just, like you said, just be patient, wait on God. Don't get in a hurry. Don't do nothing. Just don't try to do nothing too fast. God got this. God got this. And I mean, that's just the confirmation to me. And so I'm taking this tonight, and I'm like Brother Martin said, this prayer, Lord, we're humbly just waiting within a few days of the testimonies to come forth. Any day now. Any day now. Praise God. So y'all see me shouting, y'all understand what I'm shouting about. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. Let's give the Lord another hand of praise. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I want to have, amen, Pastor Gene just come and maybe just close us out with, amen, some comments and a word of prayer. But I just appreciate you all just coming tonight, and amen. And like I heard one brother say, thank you for coming to hear Brother Martin preach to me. Amen. Because if nobody else got anything, I know God spoke directly to me. So thank you for coming to hear Brother Martin speak to me tonight. Amen. God bless you. Pastor Gene.
Take your message for a second before I pray. The Lord has spoken tonight. I will restore. I will restore. One thing I want to make you think about it. When the brother says that, the Lord says, I will restore. Amen. First of all, you have to know, what do you possess?
Amen.
What did you have?
That's right.
Because when the officer come to your house,
right,
to what the incident report, he said, what did you have?
All right. Amen.
I don't know. Come on. Let me waste my time.
All right. That's right.
Sometimes the insurance agency, you have some false claim. You claim something you didn't have. I'm not going to pay you for that.
All right.
The claim has to be reasonable. It has to be right.
Hallelujah.
If you miss your joy, I miss my joys, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Restore my joys.
That's right. Amen.
Restore my relationship with you. I used to pray. I cannot pray anymore now. Restore my prayer life.
Glory.
Restore my prayer life.
Hallelujah.
Because most of the time we look at the natural thing. But remember, we're living in the world. We have to be looking at the supernatural.
Right. Amen.
All the time, look at the supernatural.
Yes.
Things happen to you in life.
Hallelujah.
Don't look at naturally. Look at the supernatural.
Amen.
You go beyond that, the supernatural.
Amen.
Because you have a son, you are son and daughters of God.
Jesus.
When God says something, believe it.
Hallelujah.
Believe it.
Hallelujah.
Recently, I've been going through something. I have a pain all over my body. I tell the church about that. I say, how am I going to speak about divine healing,
right,
if I don't really experience it myself?
Amen.
I can't sleep at night. I toss and throw, roll over the bed, and come to church. Somebody prayed for me on my knees. It was fine. What after that? I have pain all over my bodies again. Somebody and sister come to the office and pray for me. I made my testimony before the church. And after that, thing getting worse.
Oh,
I said, devil, you lie.
Amen.
I claim my healing.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Since then, I'm fine.
Yes.
Sometimes,
hallelujah,
I can even sit in the chair for 2 minutes. You have to toss and go around.
Oh,
but like the brother said, I claim my healing.
Amen.
a clear, total restoration. Total restoration. So don't look at your condition. Look at the promise. God made it. Claim it. Claim it in His name. Whatever you need, even for the salvation of your family, like the brother says, your son, daughters, your family going to something, say, Lord, I heard the word, I claim it tonight. Claim it tonight.
Amen.
Remember, the inspector, the Holy Spirit, is the one that goes around. Sometimes we see in our land, when somebody stole your vehicle, you go to the local police department, you make a report. Sometimes it goes to the national FBI all the way. Because if the local police cannot find it, you go to level national because they got to find it.
Right.
That is similar with the Holy Spirit. You claim it at the church, but it goes all over the world.
Hallelujah.
All over the world. Yeah. The Holy Spirit watching over your property. Wherever the devil is at, to bring it back.
Amen.
To bring it back. And like the brother says that God giving us the word of authority this time in our hand. We have the word. We're not shaken. We know what we believe. We say, God, I believe this is mine. I claim it. And tonight, as we're going to pray, if you're going through something, don't look at your condition. One thing I always tell the church, I said, in the Old Testament, when the believer bring the sacrifice, the ox or the bull to the priest, the lamb, what do? They don't look the condition of the person who bring the sacrifice. They look the sacrifice. Look at the sacrifice. Do that sacrifice fill all the condition? That's all. Not you. They don't look at you, they look at your sacrifice.
Amen.
And tonight, our sacrifice has been tasted is without fault, without gift. That Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So don't look at yourself,
amen,
but look at Christ, the
amen
sacrifice.
Right.
Who's never, in the Old Testament, they say, man, you? No. They don't look at you.
That's right.
They look at the sacrifice.
Amen.
All you have to do, put your hand on the sacrifice,
yes,
and that's it.
Yes.
And tonight, don't look at yourself. Look at your God. Don't say, I'm no good. You'll never be good. Never. But the sacrifice fill all the condition that's why you lay your hand on the sacrifice. You say, now I'm free. I'm healed. I'm happy. I'm everything because God says it. God says it. When Brother Martin read that quote, I was reading that many times. But Brother Martin said that when you have the quarter in your hand, you are the purchasing power.
Yes.
You might go outside, crossing the bridge. It might take time before you reach to that store, but you got the purchasing power in your hand.
Amen.
It might take you time before you reach to the store, but you're still rejoicing, even though it's rain, even though there's water, but the purchasing power is in my pocket.
Amen.
Doesn't matter, it takes time, but I'm rejoicing because I have it in my pocket.
Yes,
it might take times before I reach that store.
Glory,
might have some delays, but yes, I have it in my pocket.
Yes. Amen.
May God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Let's do that. You got in your hand the purchasing power. Sometimes the train might cross past and stop you. But don't worry. It won't stay too long. The purchasing power is in your pocket. It might rain. Something might happen. But you have it in your hand. When you go to the store, you pray it, you got it. It takes time, but all this time we'll be rejoicing because it's in your pocket. Everybody wants to start to know tonight. The word that has been spoken, believe it, claim it, and rejoicing. If you are sick, claim I'm healed. Whatever I'm saying, you have to confess this with your hand, with your mouth. You have to claim you are healed. You see, you have to say that. When you say it, the priest take it to God. He say, listen to this word. He's been confessing your name. He's healing. I'm healed. I'm saved. I claim. claim my daughter. You keep repeating something. You repeat it. It got to come to pass. But you confess it with your mouth. You have to confess it. Even though the condition is worse, confess it. I'm healed. I'm saved. I'll rebuke it. Nobody can stop me. And there's one good thing about what you read. The Bible never said where a group of people God is one, two, or three. That's all. Amen. Amen. Don't never believe in the crowd. It's good you have a crowd, fine. But the word says two or three. That's all. Don't look at the condition. Well, Lord, I don't see a crowd. No, I never see that. God never say that. He said two or three. God in my name. Ask anything you want. Anything. Let's pray. Pray ahead. Lord Jesus, we thank you for the word that has been spoken. You see, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. And tonight we heard the word. Let it grow in our heart to have a harvest. When the sower come outside to sow the seed, you see the Bible, the seed that fall in the wayside, the birds come and eat it. The one that fell among the thorns, the pistol, all the condition of this seed, Lord, until it fall on the good soil, the fertile soil, fertilized by the word of God that bring a good harvest. And tonight, we hear the word, how you come to restore everything to us, our life, our family, our brothers and sisters, the fellowship among ourselves. As we go into our way, Lord, let us be mindful about what's been seen tonight. We take you also, Lord, Brother Jack, who will give the testimony that, for the task said the Lord, he has received something. Let every one of us also, Lord, be mindful about our life. We don't want to live life neglected. Like people who don't care about life. But let us think about yours, Lord, the promise you made. To always be mindful that you near, we are close to you, Lord. As we go to our home, to our activities, but we'll never be departed from your presence. Be with us in everything. The brother and sister, the musicians, everybody who come tonight, has been predestinated in your word. They'll be the one to come. For those who plan but never cannot make it, bless them also, Lord, because you know the desire of their heart. The desire of heart. Sometimes we are to be used and forced to serve you, Lord, to be violent. We cannot live life easily, but you know, Lord, we have to use force, to be forceful to enter the kingdom. And tonight, as we go to our room, protect us along the way. As the bride go to the respective room, send the angel to be around each vehicle to camp around them, to protect them as they go to their home. Those who are sick and afflicted, let them have the revelation that you're the healer, the savior in everything. Bless brothers and sisters in that church, the musicians, everyone, to stay united in heart and spirit. Be with us. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. You can be seated. Brothers will come, amen, at this time to dismiss you. God bless you all. Thank you so much for coming to be in fellowship with us tonight.